Sportscast, February 28th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, and on Facebook. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. Tonight's sponsor is InstaBible, Crave Versus in Pitchers, and you can get the app on the App Store. NFL Scouting Combine 2020 happened this past week. Quarterback heavy combine. And of course, it's pretty exciting for the scouts and also very exciting to our scouting recruiter, contributor, Ty Turner. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Good, good. A whole lot of speculation this week. Who's going where? Yeah. Things are keep changing it, but the combine, you do see some shifts a little bit. What's happening so far?
And just to clarify, it's not over.
No, it's going on throughout the weekend.
Yep, there's still three more days. So I think today is running backs and I want to say, is it running backs? Yep, it's running backs and offensive linemen. And then tomorrow is defensive linemen, linebackers, and then the final day is D-backs. So, yeah, we still got three more days. I think kind of the headliner was yesterday. People like quarterbacks, let's be honest, and people like fast wide receivers. So, and it's a great wide receiver draft. So a very big, I would just say last night, first day, headliners, quarterbacks, wide receivers. And I think it got a lot of airtime, got a lot of social media buzz going. So yeah, I thought it went pretty well. As far as, do you just want me to go through and break down kind of how people performed, or what do you want me to do with it?
Let's go to the goodies. Let's go into the quarterback range. Justin Herbert, Tua, and all those guys.
Yep. What do you want to know about?
Let's go with Justin Herbert. Let's get your favorite quarterback. How's he doing so far? I mean, obviously he had a good January and December, but I've been hearing from your comments, not the best week, but let's see what you say so far.
Well, once he hasn't had the best week, I don't think that's accurate. He had a pretty good day yesterday. I think he ran the third fastest 40 time. He pretty much athletic tested. He was, I mean, it's arguable. He third best 40 at 4.68, second best vertical at 35.5. He had the third best broad. Second best vertical, correction. Third best broad jump at 10.3, and he had the best three cone drill at 7.03. So it could be argued he tested best of anyone. Jalen Hurts tested very well. Stephen Montez tested pretty well, but Herbert tested extremely well, especially for a guy that's 6'6", 235. He also, ball velocity, his 60-mile-per-hour ball velocity was second only to Jacob Eason. So second best arm, arguably, one of the fastest, one of the best overall explosive testing. I mean, pretty good. And then if you just go by the drills, how he performed, he probably performed the best on his deep ball accuracy. He threw a very accurate deep ball. He was a little bit ragged at the beginning in some of the stop routes, but then he was pretty accurate when it came to the slants. He's pretty accurate when it came to the post. I think he was the best when they did the fade drill. I thought he was the only quarterback that actually gave the wide receivers a good chance. Were you referring to the interviews, possibly?
Yes. I think it's the interviews. Where I'm trying to refresh my memory what you said.
Yeah, I remember you gotta when someone's giving like takes at the moment, that's more of a micro aspect of something instead of the macro. So the macro of the combine in regards to Justin Herbert is pretty good. The takeaways are, as athletic testing, he was one of the best. His drill testing, he was one of the best. The only thing was the interviews, he was getting picked apart by some of the analysts. Some of the analysts don't like Justin Herbert, especially if it's more of the kind of just color commentators. I'm talking about like the Emmanuel Achos, the Dan Avicheskis, those kind of guys, they are not very high on Herbert. Now, when it comes to the scouting community, well, I don't know the straight scouts, but the scout, like the analysts that are close to the scouts. So I'm talking about like Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network, Dan Brugler of The Athletic, Todd McShane, Mel Kiper of ESPN. There's definitely some questions, but then they all also are like, I mean, he is what he is. He is probably the best talent, probably the best overall talent of any quarterback.
But what are the concerns, Tyler? What are the concerns with Herbert?
Well, the concerns are when it comes to his inconsistencies. And I agree with those. That'd be a concern for myself. He's just inconsistent. It's inconsistent play. And then there's also some concerns about, is he a leader? Is he really introverted? Is he to himself? Does he lack confidence? Some of that. And then you could boil some of those inconsistencies to, well, he seems sometimes inconsistent because possibly he lacks confidence. He sometimes seems to not trust himself, so he doesn't let the ball go, so he takes sacks. So it could all be enmeshed as one. So the concerns are to do with his consistencies, possible lack of confidence, possibly not being a very vocal leader, being more introverted. Those are the concerns. But that being said, I would be pretty shocked if Justin Herbert does not land in the top 10 to 15 picks, and he'll be one of the first four quarterbacks.
Where do you think he'll go?
He won't be the first quarterback pick as of, like, right now.
Right now, this split second, right now.
I don't know.
You don't want to say the Dolphins, don't you?
I don't know. Well, where do I think he'll go? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because there's a lot of buzz going different directions.
Yeah, and that's there's, a combine I mean, week. That's okay. That's combine week for you.
Yeah, it's so confusing right now. So it's like, Joe Burrow is going to be the number one pick, but some people say he doesn't really want to go to the Bengals. Will he go to the Bengals? We'll see. And then you hear Tua, the Redskins interviewed Tua. Redskins
they were impressed.
Might be interested in Tua. Yeah, but Redskins might be interested in Tua. But they have Haskins. Will they go to Tua? Dolphins, I mean, there's buzz that they like Herbert. There's also some noise that they don't like Tua that much. Is that true? Chargers, I hear they like Love. Do they want Love? I heard Love is trending over Herbert.
Yeah, which I want to go into that. I want to go into that for
well,
a little
Kiper,
bit.
Well, Kiper, well, did you see Kiper and McShay today bet $5,000? Kiper is Team Herbert, McShay's Team Love, and they bet $5,000 on it.
That's incredible. So why
I mean,
Jordan Love? He's a Utah
strong.
State guy. I've been hearing, I mean, his college career off and on. What's up with Jordan Love?
I mean, what to like about him is he's a good athlete. He tested well. He tested probably, I'm talking about comparably across the board, probably second best to Herbert. He's also has all the measurables. He's 6'3.5", big hands. His tape shows a guy that he has the ability to improvise very well. He did not play with great talent. He made big plays against good teams. He played really good against Michigan State. I saw that game. What you might not like about him is that he throws a lot of interceptions. He threw like 18 interceptions his junior year. But there's some stuff to like about him, and he's an intriguing talent. He reminds some of Patrick Mahomes. Well, Patrick Mahomes won the NFL MVP in 2018, and in 2019 he won the Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP. So to be compared to him is a really good thing. So I think the buzz around him is he's just a guy that is really good talent, and he can make some plays, and he has the ability to improvise, and he's kind of that new wave quarterback who, you know, when stuff breaks down, he makes things happen. So, yeah, there's some buzz going with Love, and I think it's enough that I think he's going to go in the top 10.
Top 10. Steve Montez, Colorado quarterback. He was very impressive this week. What were your thoughts about his performance?
His performance is good, and he's a good athlete, and he has a great arm, and he was very good. He was very prepared, but I think the tape is just, you know, he's too inconsistent. Like, I'm talking about Herbert being inconsistent, or Herbert still was I don't know, 27-8, won a Pac-12 title, won a Rose Bowl MVP. So his inconsistency still is pretty successful. Montez's inconsistent was like his team didn't make a bowl game the last 2 years. So I don't know. That's kind of hard to overcome. I think Montez did help himself, maybe get drafted, but that's about it.
Slowest quarterback, Jake Fromm, ran 5.01 for the 40. What were your thoughts about his?
Was that the slowest of any quarterback?
Yeah, out of the 13 quarterbacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? There's no one that ran slower than that. That's crazy. Yeah, that's not good. And he's not a very good athlete. Remember, the 40 when it comes to the quarterback is not the end-all be-all. Because if it was, Jalen Hurts would be the first quarterback drafted. Or second, because he had second best time. But, Fromm is who he is. He's a skilled quarterback. He's a good leader. I heard he interviewed very well. He's not very athletic. He does not have a great arm. You saw when he started throwing those long balls in the passing drills. He does not have the zip that like an Easton or Herbert has. So I think Fromm is a guy that's looking at being a day three pick. I wouldn't pick him before then. There is some people that think he should go in the day two. I don't think I'd pick him today too. I think Hurts, Fromm, maybe Anthony Gordon are guys that could be battling out in the third and fourth round to be picked.
Yeah, Jake Fromm, reading from NFL.com, he's projected to go to the Patriots, but obviously these things are very tentative when it comes to mock up.
What round?
Number 38. So that's
second round? I don't think he's a future starter. I mean, maybe a guy that fills in. I think he's a guy that'll play in the league. I think he'll be a solid backup. I think he's a less athletic version than like a Colt McCoy. And McCoy did start a year or two, so I mean, and he's been a solid backup. I never loved Fromm. And then just seeing how he tested, just how not athletic he is, and he's not a big guy, and he doesn't have a great arm. I think he's a third, fourth round guy. That's my opinion.
And Jalen Hurts, the second fastest quarterback of yesterday.
Not surprising.
Ran for 4.59 for the 40-yard dash.
Yep.
What do you think are his prospects?
I mean, he played well, and I heard I was just listening to a podcast actually about it, and they said, yeah, you know, if you look at it, he obviously tested well in all the athletic drills, maybe the best athlete at the quarterback position. He's built, he's strong, and you know, he was really prepared when it came to the passing, and he was accurate, and he was on the money, and he threw pretty much every pass. He was pretty consistent. And, you know, he's a great leader. No one questions that. The thing is, they said that you just, you know, when you just go to the game film and his inability sometimes to go through progression, the inability to read defenses really successfully, it's just kind of there. And he's a guy that maybe in the third or fourth round, when you're saying, hey, I want this guy that just, you know, that leader, he could be a backup that turns into a starter, give him a chance, a franchise that looks at him that way is kind of where he's going to go. I don't think, from what I hear and what I gather, he will go be any earlier than the third or fourth round. I think it'd be surprising if he did.
Let's get into wide receivers. Henry Ruggs III, highly anticipated 40-yard dash, blazed to a 4.27. Not breaking the John Ross record, Ty. What'd you think about Ruggs' performance?
I mean, I knew he was going to be fast. I guess the only question was he going to break it? And he didn't. So, no spilled milk. He ended up getting hurt, though. I believe he got hurt running. So, he actually did not even perform in the drill.
Yes, he had a bag of ice wrapped around his right thigh.
Yeah, I mean, the wide receiver class, it's just really good this year. You know, every year, like last year, it was defensive linemen. It was edge rushers, you know, it was just a great year for that. Some years, Well, this year it's pretty good for quarterbacks. I would say this year it's quarterbacks and wide receivers. And I think that's why even yesterday was the main day, because when it comes down to it, I think in the first round you could have four or five quarterbacks get drafted, and you could have five, six wide receivers. So you're having a third of the draft be those two positions.
High offense.
And it's a great year. It's a great year for wide receivers. You know, CeeDee Lamb is who he is, ran a 4.4, made some terrific catches, especially on that fade route. Jerry Jeudy ran well, you know, once again, just a great route runner. Jordan Jefferson, a guy who's just, you know, a terrific route runner, great, great hands. Many people didn't think he was going to run as well. He ran a 4.43. I think he's solidified himself in the first round. Jalen Reagor, a great athlete, you know, can do a lot, offers a lot as far as special teams and receiving. I think he could go in the first round. KJ Hamler didn't run, but he's a possible first round. Brandon Ayuk, Pac-12 guy, super talented, late first round, second round. Michael Pittman ran well, obviously good drill, second round guy. I mean, I could go on and on. I love Denzel Mims from Baylor. I think he's a second round guy. KJ Hill and Austin Mack, very experienced guys from Ohio State, great route runners, maybe not quite as athletic, but they're probably third-round guys. I mean, in the first three rounds, you could have 13, 14 wide receivers. Oh, I didn't even Chase Claypool, a guy who could play wide receiver or tight end. Absolutely blazed.
Notre Dame guy.
4.4. Yeah, just, and he's a guy that could play either position. I think he's a possible first-round guy, a second-round guy for sure. So you just have a lot of real good options. So if you're like, I'm a Packer fan, Packers need wide receivers. I would maybe take two in the, you know, just your first two picks, take wide receivers. It's really good for that. So if you get a year that you can possibly get a guy that could in the second or third round that another year might've gone first round because there's like, you're going to get good value because there's just so many. And not every team needs that many receivers. You could have a guy that some years would have gone higher, dropped to the second round. Use your first two picks on wide receivers. Use a really blazing fast slot guy, and then do like an outside guy. Do a guy that's versatile, that can play tight end, wide receiver. If I was Green Bay, hey, heck, draft KJ Hamler in the first round and Chase Claypool in the second round. Draft Chase Claypool in the first round, maybe draft Brandon Ayuk in the second round. So, you know, I just think you got a great draft when it comes to wide receiver value. And I could see, you know, six or seven going in the first round. I could see four going in the top 15. So, yeah, it's impressive what that group is right now going into the draft.
Would you say that this is a better quarterback class than the 2018 class?
I mean, 2018, they hyped up so much. I think there'll be as many. So I think four going to top 10. That year, four went in the top 11, five went in the first round. I think four going in the top 10, maybe five in the first round. I think the wild card is Jacob Eason. He has the big arm. That's a plus. He has the size. That's a plus. He's not a great athlete. That's a negative, and he did not interview well. I guess I did not know this, but there are some character concerns. He was known to not take football very seriously when he was at Georgia, part of the reason why he lost the job to Jake Fromm. I heard he was not exactly an A-plus leader. I heard he partied and did stuff like that. So I could maybe see Eason not end up going in the first round. If he does, it'd probably be late to someone like the Titans. So, your question, is it better than 2018? Well, if you don't get five in the first round and it's basically the same, it'd probably fall a little short. That's a good question. Because then at the time, like Burrow and Tua, I think are better than Mayfield and Darnold, the top two picks.
And Josh Allen.
Well, Josh Allen's been a pretty good pro. I mean, so, and then you have Lamar Jackson who won the league MVP.
Yeah, and
so you have the number 32 pick. number 32 pick is maybe the best quarterback along with Patrick Mahomes in football. And then Josh Allen, I believe, was a Pro Bowler, wasn't he? I mean, he was very good this year. He led us into the playoffs.
Good season.
So, but Mayfield, Baker Mayfield and Darnold have not been maybe as good as they advertised. I don't know. It's close. It'd be like if we draft five, the best is Herbert and Eason. Or Herbert and Love. I don't know.
And also Josh Rosen did not pan out as well.
And so far. Now I called you out on this. You're like saying, you said, you did a post yesterday, and you deserve to be called out for this, San Diego. It's dumb. So that's how I'm going to start this. You said that Haskins is not working out. He's been there one freaking year. You have the patience of my 2-year-old. I mean, I have a 2-year-old.
Well, some NFL really teams are like that.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, the guy's been there 1 year. And even 2 years, you can't say Josh Rosen hasn't panned out. Like, let's say he does another – well, I mean, the Dolphins are going to draft a quarterback. Rosen might be on a third team. But after about 3 years, if a guy hasn't shown very much improvement, he's basically was drafted in the top 10 and then looks like he's only going to be at best a – part-time starter, more of like a backup kind of guy. Yes, I would say he hasn't panned out. Is Josh Rosen trending the right direction? No, he's not. Dwayne Haskins, I don't think you can even say that yet. He started as a rookie. I mean, he started on a bad team. That's not his fault. So I would say Rosen not looking great, but give him another year or two. Dwayne Haskins, I literally say you cannot say it yet.
It's too early. Too early
I
to
just
tell.
Think
yeah.
It's too early.
Worst
you
case scenario,
him,
he goes into a quarterback competition.
If
they choose
I mean,
to.
I could,
but Tua might not be healthy till somewhere in the fall.
Some people think that. Some people think that actually, like, Kuiper, one of those guys actually thinks it's a pretty – decent possibility that actually the Redskins draft Tua.
Young at? Like, where does he go?
Well, he'd go third, but maybe not.
He drops.
Maybe the Giants get him. Yeah, I mean, because there's – I mean, okay, so let's say – I'm just being devil's advocate here. Let's say you get so you draft first, Burrow goes to Bengals. Second, you draft Tua to Redskins.
Then
at that point, do the Lions go with Young, but do the Lions draft quarterback? Do the Dolphins trade up with the Lions to get Justin Herbert? And then all of a sudden you have Chargers drafting up to get Love. I mean, I've heard some people say that it's possible three quarterbacks go 1, 2, and 3. And the more I see it trending, quarterbacks just get the most value. Is there a possibility that you see three quarterbacks go in the top three? I mean, I think there is a possibility.
Yeah, Detroit Lions quite surprising because I thought, you know, they had, I mean, their faith in Matt Stafford.
Yeah, and I think some people are saying that the Lions, like, you know, Matt Patricia came out and really supporting Stafford, so that might have put an end to it a little bit. But we'll see. And then another thing to watch is, will the Lions maybe trade with, like, the Dolphins? Will the Lions maybe trade with the Panthers? I just think there's going to be some jockeying around. I'm just pretty convinced that four quarterbacks in the end go in the top 10. And I think the four will be Burrow to Herbert and Love. The order Herbert I would predict as of today, if I had to pick as of today, I think Burrow goes first, Tua goes second. I actually think Love goes third, and then I think Herbert goes fourth. But that could change.
Yeah, and that could land Herbert to the Dolphins if that is what, well, possibly the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a possibility, and I know you're a Dolphins fan.
I'll take
it. Are you a diehard Dolphins fan?
I am diehard. I'm diehard, but...
Oh, you are? Okay. I think there's a possibility that Herbert goes to the Dolphins.
Because of Tua's injuries, I feel safer with Herbert.
Well, I'm glad you're getting in that place. Yeah, I think... I'm just hearing too much that I don't know. Maybe it's just a lot of smoke. It's kind of weird because wasn't it always tanking for Tua? Wasn't that
that was
the mantra of
the whole injury factor came into play a little bit more, a little stronger this past season, you know?
But why? Okay. So the Redskins are talking to Tua. I mean, I'm hearing the Lions like Tua. I actually have heard the Chargers have even liked Tua. Why are the Dolphins the one that are not so high on Tua?
I don't know. It's the interview process. I mean, what's Tua doing this week? It's just talking to teams. He's not even performing or anything.
Yeah, but I don't know why it's that. I don't know. It just seems like the one guy the one team that's really, really cooling on Tua of all of them.
Changing their minds.
From what I hear. Are they just throwing out smoke screens? It makes me wonder if it's all.
They could be. They
garbage.
Could be bluffing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because everyone else is fine, but the team that everyone was like tanking for Tua. I mean, I thought they would trade away their franchise for Tua from how I heard about it all offseason, and now all of a sudden the Dolphins are the one team that's like, no, I kind of like Justin Herbert more. I don't know.
We'll see.
But
things could change last
minute. And then you get the Panthers, who I know really like Burrow because of Joe Brady. I don't know. You're getting a lot of crap out there, but I am going to stick with what I kind of like. You know, I was really predicting for a long time three quarterbacks in the top five, and now I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to lay down it. I'm just like, there's going to be four quarterbacks in the top 10. I'm not going to say three in the top five. I'm not going to say three top four picks are quarterbacks. I'm not going to say top three quarterbacks, but I think when all is said and done, of the top 10 players drafted, four will be quarterbacks. And I feel that's going to happen.
You might have mentioned this before. How did Juwan Johnson do?
You know, he did pretty well. He ran well. He ran a 4.58. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's 6'4", 230. So that's sub-4.6 for a guy that size. He might be a tight end candidate. He's a guy that if he put on another 10 pounds, you know, 6'4", 240, he's actually a very good blocking tight end. Blocking wide receiver, my bad. He never played tight end. But he blocked very well for a wide receiver. There is a chance that he could play tight end. I think he's maybe a late-round guy. I could also see a case that this is a pretty good wide receiver class. You know, I don't know. I could see a case where he doesn't get drafted. And then Jake Breland, our tight end, was, and he was unable to really participate in any drills. And I would be kind of shocked if he ends up getting drafted, which is unfortunate because he was probably going to be an All-American until he hurt his knee. And he probably could have been an All-American. He more than likely would have been a middle-round pick. But after the injury happened, I don't know if he gets drafted. I just would be kind of shocked if he does, which is unfortunate. Really sucks. I feel real bad for the kid.
Yeah, I know. So what should we expect for the rest of the weekend? What are you looking forward to? Any Pacific player?
I kind of like to see how Jeffrey Okoto. I think he's a top five, for sure, a top 10 pick, cornerback from Ohio State. I'm kind of interested what he runs, and Chase Young is not participating. I'm trying to think of another player that I might be, you know, see the running backs run. What is DeAndre Swift? What is J.K. Dobbins, Jonathan Taylor, Allaire from LSU? What do they run? And linemen, it's not very eventful when it comes to offensive linemen. Defensive linemen, there's not really any big time. I'm trying to think of a pass. I mean, you got Derek Brown, the tackle. I think he will go probably in the top 10, 15. CJ Henderson's a guy from Florida. How much can he improve his draft stock? He's a first-round guy. That's about it. Honestly, the best day was the first. I was wanting to see the wide receivers run and see if Ruggs would beat it and see how they all looked, and then the quarterback, see how Herbert performed and stuff. So, yeah, I definitely – the first day was the best.
Yeah, obviously just what Ty was saying, tomorrow you're able to see the linemen defensive lineman and linebacker and defensive back will be on Sunday, and you can watch it all on the NFL Network. It kind of reminds you of the Olympic trials a little bit, but it's a little bit more exciting. But definitely follow. You could go on our Twitter to follow us. We usually tweet on some certain stats. I know that Ty was watching it last night. We'll see if he watches it again this weekend. So it should be pretty exciting. Any closing words for the combine of 2020 combine so far?
You know what? I'm excited. I enjoy trying to track down stuff through social media and different media sources to see where the buzz is, where guys are going, and I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's kind of fun to me.
Yeah, and of course, hearing different reports on different players, opinions over Herbert, you know. And one positive thing about Herbert is that from a lot of quarterbacks, he never had like a quarterback coach in high school or something, or never had like a quarterback consultant. So he's always been on his own, and that's why he's been so eyed on, because of his talent.
Yeah, I mean, remember, he was – well, you don't probably – but like when he came out of high school, he was – three-star. He did not get a Power 5 offer until he got it midway through his senior year from Oregon. So he was really an under-the-radar kid. I remember when he was in high school, and I remember when he got recruited, he was kind of given an offer out of nowhere. And I'm like, all right. And pat myself the back. Remember the first time I saw him play, I'm like, man, that guy, he seems a little underrated. I mean, he's awful athletic and has such a good arm for a guy that's just a middle to low three-star. And you know what? he's going to be a top 10 pick. So I think he was underrated. I mean, that should have been a five-star. So, and I was not, some people seem to be a little surprised, at least the media is like, wow, he ran really well. You know, he jumped well. I wasn't surprised. I mean, you could see, when he got out in front of people in college, they couldn't catch him. So I assumed, you know, you're playing against guys that can run pretty well. You're probably running about a 4.6, and he did. So I wasn't actually surprised by how he tested. I thought he was going to be one of the most athletic. And he's obviously 6 foot, 6.5. I mean, that's a big guy. And he weighs just under 240, and he's skinny. I mean, if he actually put on some, like, more bulk, he could get up to 250, 255. He could play tight end. I mean, he's a good enough athlete. So, I think he could only get better. The only thing that I question about Herbert, and I think other people do, is there is some, and I've watched more Justin Herbert than pretty much most people, watched, 35 straight games of his. He can be inconsistent. And is that just who he is? Is it just an instinctive thing? Is it just kind of a part? I mean, I don't know.
Is he an inconsistent person?
Time will tell. Well, I don't think it's an inconsistent person. I don't think he's an inconsistent person. I mean, he's a high character person. But, you know, it's just, does things get, like, it could be, you know, okay, so this is, sports is such a weird, I mean, did you ever play sports?
I played soccer in high school a little bit, but you played way more than I did.
Yeah, but sports is so weird because a little thing that throws someone off, if you get to a higher level, can be magnified. So let's just say, and this is a hypothetical, let's say that Justin Herbert is a perfectionist. Reason why I'm picking perfectionist is because he's a 4.1 student. Someone who does that well in school might tend to be perfectionist. Let's say he all of a sudden something breaks down, like a guy doesn't run the right route.
Right.
And he then throws the ball and it gets incomplete. All of a sudden it gets to him and he starts thinking about that. And he's like, oh my goodness, why did he run the wrong route? Why did he run the wrong route? Then the play, 40 seconds later, they give the play and all of a sudden he gets pass rushed and he just like, he's thinking about that play, about how the guy ran the wrong route, and then all of a sudden he finds himself get sacked. And then the play 40 seconds later, and then all of a sudden there's no one open, and he throws it, and it gets intercepted. Do you see that little mental block of a player running the wrong route all of a sudden led to three bad plays.
Yeah.
And it could be something as, yeah, it could be something as simple as that that leads to him being inconsistent.
Yeah.
And the reason why I go with the perfectionist is someone that gets 4.1 grade in biology clearly is someone that probably takes things very seriously, probably is a perfectionist about his school, probably maybe about his life. And I could see someone like that having a mental block and all of a sudden like things like a guy running the wrong route getting to him. I can see that happening in a case of Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, of course, we'll wait where he goes. Obviously, Tyler thinks the top 10. I really do think he'll be in the top 10 somewhere, hopefully top 5. A very bright student, come from a great school, great coach, and hopefully he'll land to a good place where they're able to groom him to maybe perhaps become a Super Bowl champion. Tyler, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Justin Herbert?
At TurnerCast.
And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting some updates on the NFL Combine, one of the most exciting parts of the NFL, and also for college fanatics out there. And, of course, the draft will be until May in Las Vegas. Looking forward to that. Maybe the sportscast will go there. We'll see.
All right. All right, thanks, man.
Ty, have a great one. See you next time.
All right, you too.